The holiday time is all about traditions. And we have a tradition on this little podcast that we do every year in December where we round up our favorite DC music holiday songs.
Talk about niche.
Yeah, this is very niche. But we, you know, we figure that there's a lot of Christmas music that's being pummeled into your ears that's really old and trite and you're really sick of it. And we want to give you some of the new stuff.
Yeah, and that is the thing about Christmas music. Is that if you're going to do Christmas music, you got to make sure it's good. Because otherwise, you walk through a store or a mall, and who wants to do that anymore? Brick and mortar, oh my God. That was a strange way to say rumor. But anyway, from me, Tony Pareko, DJ Eggnog.
And I'm DJ Red Nose, Paul Vodra. This is Andrew Grossman on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
Happy holidays, everyone. Sentiment, but I also just love getting stuff.
And I love giving stuff.
You're a nicer guy than me, Paul, DJ Red Nose.
Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. We show you how DC rocks.
Jingles.
Yeah, exactly. That's Jingle Bells is really the key to making any song a Christmas song.
Yeah. Also, there's a Christmas sweater out there that says single and ready to jingle.
That was a brand new anti-consumerist anthem from noted socialist Andrew Grossman, frontman for the North Country. The song was called Don't Shop, Just Love.
It was mixed and mastered by Peter Larkin at the Lighthouse Recording Studio because of course it was. I love that guy.
You can buy that song for a cool dollar on his Bandcamp, and all proceeds go to the Help a Broke Ass Musician Pay His Rent Fund.
You can catch Andrew playing this jingle and lots more at the Church Night Holiday Spectacular on Saturday, December 16th at the Black Cat. And I've been to the Holiday Spectacular multiple years, and it is always a hoot and a jingle. How many times am I going to say jingle in this podcast?
Many.
Many.
Quite a number.
Yeah.
You can also hang on for the full NoCo experience at Gypsy Sally's in Georgetown on Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. That sounds like the future. Opening for Richmond's Big Mama Shakes.
I bet Andrew would hate this because it would be nasty. But if there was a specialty NoCo cocktail with SoCo.
Should make it happen. Yeah, I have not actually really started my Christmas shopping.
You don't need to because you can get it all like same day delivery.
I know. It's really, I used to have to buy it way in advance to get that free shipping from Amazon. But now that I'm on the Prime, I can wait till like 2 days before.
Oh, I remember back in like 2008 when there was a website called filleritem.com.
Uh-huh.
And it would be things like, you know, just all the, you would put in the amount you need. And then the website would give you a list of products that would help you fulfill the shipping requirement.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So it'd be like, hey, get these dinosaur temporary tattoos so you can like get all that free shipping.
Yeah.
I got some temporary dinosaur tattoos.
But now I'm not in the mood to shop anymore now that we just heard that song. And apparently we're not supposed to do that. We're just supposed to love each other and everything will be fine.
Oh, rats.
And
it's not rats, Christmas.
It's a nice sentiment. I still like giving people presents. I don't know. It's a holiday tradition. It's what we all do in America. And you know what? Even though Andrew Grossman is a noted socialist, he's even holding a Karl Marx book in the photo of the album cover of that song. I still think he's going to probably give and get some holiday presents.
Paul, do you know where the tradition of gift giving comes from?
No.
It's a holdover from before Christmas took over as a Christian holiday, and it had to do with Greek and Roman holidays.
Oh.
Like really, the closer the relationship, the smaller the gifts would be, because it would be kind of like, oh my goodness, you thought of me in the small way.
Mm.
But also it's sort of a role reversal flip. Like, you know, you have like a big fancy dinner and it would be sort of an equalizer of servants getting the same thing that sort of their rich masters would have.
Interesting.
And it all kind of converged in this sort of let's do nice things to each other sort of thing.
That is definitely what the world needs right now. Yeah. Is people doing some nice things for each other.
I know, right?
That's not what 2017 has been about.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We really need a 2018.
Yes! Let's hear another song.
Yeah, this is the Harry Bells.
Thank you.
You know where I'm talking to you from?
Where's that?
The boat. The banana boat.
That was, of course, Frosty the Snowman by the Harry Bells.
From the album Holidays with the Harry Bells that came out in 2015, available on CD or $8 digitally on their Bandcamp. And goodness, I love our holiday episode because that is when we get to play the Harry Bells with no questions asked about them being a repeat artist because you just got me shaking in my little rolly chair.
I love the Harry Bells. They're a brass and percussion tribute to the music of Harry Belafonte, led by baritone saxophone player Matt Ripito, and featuring Joe Herrera, Jonathan Parker, Chris Watling, Ben Ford, Josh Kay, Lee Durham, and Nate Graham.
Basically, if you've seen any jazz or brass ensembles in DC over the years, you'll probably recognize those names. And the Harry Bells, they are playing a show at the Keegan Theater in DuPont Circle on Sunday, December 17th at 5:30 p.m. as a part of the Keegan's Boiler Room series. Now, Frosty the Snowman, the song, it's a Christmas song that was written by Walter Jack Rollins and Steve Nelson, first recorded by Gene Autry and the Cass Country Boys in 1950, and it's sort of a spiritual, well, really sort of commercial follow-up to the hit they put out the previous year in 1949, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they had such a success with Rudolph, they were like, hey, we're going to try something else, we're going to try to create a whole other sort of character for the seasonal time, and it went from of a reindeer to a snow guy. Frosty is now embedded in our culture.
Oh, yeah.
But was less successful. Rudolph hit number one. Frosty the Snowman only made its way to number seven.
And they both got animated specials.
Yes. And perhaps some of the success is that Rudolph had that classic stop motion look, whereas Frosty the Snowman was sort of a more traditional cartoon.
Yeah.
I've been reading, last night in bed, I was reading about Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You're going down a Wikipedia rabbit hole, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah. So let's keep things rolling here on the Holiday Spunktacular.
This is Verano.
Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up a reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Wish I had a river I could skate away on, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money and then quit this crazy scene. I could skate away on. Wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby hard to help me, no, he put me at ease. He loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. River I could skate way on. Wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy.
That was beautiful. That was a song called River by Verano from their 2013 EP, which was called Snowtime.
And I was scoping that song earlier today, and I played it because it was the only track that I did not instantly recognize as a Christmas song. And I was like, what's that song about?
Yep.
And it turns out it's a Joni Mitchell number. And I remember listening to it, and I was like, oh man, this sounds like folksy Elvin, kind of like Joni Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it was. I just haven't listened to Blue in years. So, mm-hmm. And it was Joni Mitchell. Verano, husband-wife duo of Lynn Verano and guitarist Ken Avis, also David Rosenbalt on guitar. They describe themselves as a musical tour from France to Brazil to the U.S. and beyond. River, as stated, it's a Christmas folk song by Joni Mitchell from 1971's Blue. Although it never released as a single, it has become one of Mitchell's most recorded songs. Although the song is merely set near Christmas time rather than being about Christmas, it's become something of a modern Christmas standard. And I was thinking about standards and classics. And I guess that standards are classics, but classics aren't necessarily standards. Would you agree with that characterization?
I guess so. It's getting deep.
Verano also has a new record coming out in January called Love and Surrender, exploring the complex and mature facets of love. So if you liked that really breezy, pretty stuff, check that out in January 2018.
And now we're going to pick up the pace a little bit. This is a brand new song by Sub Radio.
We both got drunk New Year's afternoon. You asked me point blank if I loved you. Now why would I lie to you? Why would I lie about that? We packed up our bags in the New York sun. I said things will be different now last year's done. But why would I lie to you? Why would I lie about that? It's a new year, but I'm not changing. Resolution to stop explaining myself, myself, myself to anyone. Is it midnight? Did the clock strike? Did it sound like la da 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 da? I'm having dreams that I can't explain. I promise it's me talking, not the champagne. But why would I lie? There's no reason to lie about that. It's a new year, but I'm not changing. Resolution to stop explaining myself, myself, myself to anyone. Is it midnight? Did the clock strike? Did it sound right? It's a new year, but I'm not changing. Resolution to stop explaining myself, myself, myself to anyone. Is it midnight? Did the clock strike? Did it sound right?
Outro melody, la, da, 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 da. So Krimbus. It's so Krimbus.
That was a brand new song called Holiday Hangover by Sub Radio.
And wasn't that great?
They are a pop rock band out of beautiful Sterling, Virginia. They count Walk the Moon and Two Door Cinema Club as influences. This is the title track from their three-song EP. It just came out a few days ago.
Wow, putting a holiday song on a three-song EP. That's gutsy.
You can buy it on CD Baby. The EP features covers of Ariana Grande and Fallout Boy.
Whoa, it's two covers and a Christmas song and
that's
a holiday
right.
song.
Yeah, it's all you need. And yeah, if you are the type to
can
celebrate...
Can I quote you on that, Paul? That's all you need, an Ariana Grande cover and a Christmas song?
It's all I need. If you are the type to celebrate New Year's Eve in big, big fashion, then you can see Subradio play at the Gaylord Resort and Convention Center's Big Extravaganza.
And you can see all the ice. I think one year they had Shrek ice sculptures.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really spent very much time over there, but it's crazy. It's beautiful. Yeah,
you seem to have more of an actuarial approach, like you wouldn't go there to gamble.
You know what? I would go there to do it like a little, so it's just to play around with it. Like I would say like, you know, here's like $50. This is all I'm going to spend. And like at the end of this, it will definitely be gone. The only variable is how much time I get to play the game. Maybe it's like 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, it's done. I would never try to be up. I would never try to win money. I'd be like, this money is going away. Cause yeah. And if you end up high, then you just, you know what? Just keep playing. Just keep playing until it's all gone. It's definitely going to be gone. That's not how gamblers work. I'm not worried about becoming a gambler. And let's hear more music, more holiday music. We got so much of it.
This is Samuel Prather.
I said, do you want some shoes? He said, no, my daddy can give me that. Do you want some food? He said, read the good book, man, don't make me laugh. I offered every single thing a man could ever want. He said, all I want for Christmas is the funk. All I want for Christmas is the funk. All I want for Christmas is the funk. I asked, what do you give a man with all power in his hand? He said, all I want for Christmas is the funk. And I asked, wait a minute, what about the angel chorus? He said, man, I hear them every day. And as pretty as it is, all that singing with no drums makes it hard for me to stay away. I said, any special tune? Maybe one where you get the glory. He said, no, song that tells a story. How about some blues? But my mama told me that was the devil's music. He said, why do you think we kicked him out the band? Satan ain't got no groove, man. All I want for Christmas is the funk. All I want for Christmas is the funk. I asked, what do you give a man with all power in his hand? He said, all I want for Christmas is the funk. Christmas is the funk. All I want for Christmas is the funk. I asked, what do you give a man with all power in his hand? He said, all I want for Christmas is the funk. Christmas is the fun. All I
promises are firm. I said, what do you give a man with all power in his hand? He said, all I want for Christmas is the fire.
That song makes me want to go make an Amazon wish list and just put one thing on it, and it's funk. That song was called All I Want for Christmas is the Funk. It's by Samuel Prather. He is a pianist, vocalist, and drummer, born and raised in D.C., and the leader of the Groove Orchestra.
He plays around town frequently with a lot of familiar names, including Joe Herrera, Aaron Myers, and Donavante McCoy.
This is the first track from the 2015 album, A Groove Orchestra Christmas, and you can buy that on CD Baby. So if you need like a good chunk of funky, fun, jazzy DC Christmas music,
head on over to CD Baby, not CD Tween.
Yeah. So remember a minute ago when Tony mentioned Aaron Myers? Guess what? He's next on the podcast.
What are the holidays without a little cheese? Snuggling closer to the one you love, dear. Take a little time, show them you love them. Let it last all year. Some may be far away, some may be near. Just a little phone call, so your voice they will hear. Take a little time, show them you love them, let it last all year. Nothing could be better than a call or a letter from that special one. The thought of affection can make a connection shine brighter than the sun. To those who have gone away, don't shed a tear. Love knows no distance, so there's no need to fear. Take a little time, show them you love them, let it last all year.
That was Love All Year by Aaron Myers.
He's a jazz vocalist and currently artist in residence at Mr. Henry's on Capitol Hill.
Which is a really great spot to go see some jazz. Really, they've been having jazz there for a million years. If you've never been, you should go check it out.
So many years and so much jazz.
It's a million years. This song comes from his 2015 album Snowing in Vegas, which you can buy on Amazon, iTunes, or CD Baby, wherever. You know, it's everywhere, basically. This guy, fantastic. He loved Decius. We all loved Decius, right? I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it so much. He loved it so much that when it got taken down a few weeks ago, which probably everybody has heard about, he was like, I gotta do something about this. So he immediately tried to relaunch it under a name that apparently was not kosher with the jerk bored billionaire who had nothing better to do than get his lawyers on that. So it is now at thedistrictnow.com. So it kind of goes along with Arlington's ARLNOW.com, which is a really great news site. I love that site very much because I live in Arlington and it keeps me up to date on all the restaurant openings and closings and traffic problems and every little thing.
You have some weird schadenfreude about restaurant closings.
Ooh,
who's closing this week?
Yes. Oh, I hate that restaurant. Good riddance. So yes, definitely check out thedistrictnow.com. Shriram Gopal's very popular This Week in Jazz feature has been going strong on that site. They got some other cool stuff happening there. So kudos to Aaron Myers for keeping that really amazing stuff going. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the holiday episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe to it. And if for some reason you have fallen behind or missed out on some of our coverage of great DC music in 2017, I set up a Spotify playlist the other day of everything I could find on Spotify that we featured during the course of making this podcast in 2017.
What a guy you are.
It took me like 20 minutes, whatever. I was a little bored at work. I was like, all right, let's do this thing. So I made it.
What a marginal employee you are.
Shh, don't tell my bosses. So yeah, if you are a Spotify person, go look that up. Listen to it. All of our really great picks from the year. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. The social media is at hometownsounds. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. We will shortly be featuring my top five DC music videos of the year. It's going to be coming up the week before Christmas. Be a countdown. I do it every year because I love music videos and I want to count them down. But really the important thing is to support all the musicians you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
For example, at our Millennium Stage Showcase at the Kennedy Center, they do a free show every day at 6 p.m. And once a month we get to pick it out and host it. And it's really fun. And the next band you can see coming up in 2018, it seems like a strange thing because it's Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. Chuck Brown, of course, he is the godfather of go-go. In case you've never been to D.C. for some weird reason, Chuck Brown is the godfather of go-go, our indigenous brand of funk and hip-hop featuring a signature conga rhythm. Still going strong here and pretty much nowhere else.
Chuck Brown, he passed away in 2012, but his namesake band continues with Brown's kids, KK and Wiley, and many of the original musicians. And you should keep your eyes peeled to our showcase.
You will get the chance to see them live in 2018. We're going to play you a classic Chuck Brown song. This is Merry Christmas, Baby. Comes from his 1999 album, The Spirit of Christmas. And that album also features the late, great Ava Cassidy. This song also appears on the 2007 compilation album, Let's Go Go Christmas, which has a lot of great stuff by Junkyard Band and Rare Essence. Definitely check that album out. Classic. 10 years old. It's great. So thank you very much for listening. Thanks, everybody, for a really great DC Music 2017. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you guys in 2018.
Merry Christmas, baby. asking for. So won't you come right over here to me, girl? All right. Santa came down the chimney about 2:45. Left these cards and presents right here for me. Merry Christmas, baby.
Talking about.